This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, covering all kinds of topics around the Umpqua Valley. Well, it's not officially summer, but it's not far off. And with summer in the Umpqua Valley, there's a lot of outdoor live music. One of those, the Riverbend Live Series. And Board Vice President Liz Jones is in. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So, you know, I was looking back this morning, and it's just hard to think about the fact that this concert series started clear back in 1997.
Yep, that's right. This is our 28th season.
Man, and this year you're even doing an extended season.
We are. We've added a show. It's very exciting.
So you've got shows going between June 28th and August 2nd. And to back up to the historical part of this all getting started, after Music on the Half Shell began in the early 90s, Dick Nichols lived in Winston. He had the idea of doing something similar but different out in Winston. So while he'd worked with Clint Newell and other folks to get Half Shell going and originally kind of originated the idea, wanted to do it again. Now, most people, if you could do one concert series, you would think that would be enough. But Dick was kind of an overachiever, and so he worked with other folks and got Riverbend Live going as well. Kind of a different groove to it, a little bit different format. But both have been going for a very long time. What do you think is, because you have only lived here a few years, but you visited for a long time.
Right.
What kind of draws you in about the shows at Riverbend?
Well, the atmosphere is wonderful. The sound quality is terrific. It's not terribly crowded. Parking is easy. You know, you can set your blanket down and you bring your picnic. It's kind of low key by comparison. You know, we get a few hundred people, but it's not crazy madhouse. And we'd love to increase the numbers, actually, since COVID. Things fell a little bit, and we're bringing it back up. But the other thing is just, you know, we get every good as quality of acts as the Half Shell does. And these are pretty big names coming to a small town.
And give people kind of an idea before we talk about the artists specifically about how the evenings work. Now, the concerts are at Riverbend Park in Winston, pretty easy to get to. We take Main Street or the highway there and turn and head.
Yeah, toward, well, you go left on, you go down, is it 99? And then you turn left on Thompson, which is where Carlos's restaurant is. They're one of our coast sponsors as well. And just down barely, you know, 1,000 feet on the right-hand side, you'll see the park entrance. There's a skateboard park there, but if you go on in, well, there will be people there at the entrance on concert days directing you to parking. And while it might look like a lot of cars streaming in and out, it's very easy. We make it easy to get in and easy to get out. And we have a close drop-off for people who have mobility issues or who are a little bit older, can't walk as far. So we try to make it friendly and easy for everybody.
So let's talk about some of the shows this year, and a lot of work goes into this. Let's just kind of take it week to week and talk about who you've got.
Sure. Before I launch into that, I will say that every show starts at 7. It's great if you come around 6:15. We have a food truck, and this year we also have, once again, Looking Glass Brewery has their truck there, and beer is available. It's nice to meet with your friends and socialize a bit before the show starts. Get your spot, bring down a blanket or a chair. And the concession stand is open as well. So now I will launch into who our performers are this year. Our first performer on June 28th is a blues dynamo. Her name is Vanessa Collier. And Vanessa has been really making a name for herself and winning awards left and right for being a fantastic horn player. She plays the saxophone. She's a great songwriter, and she's a singer. She won the BMA Contemporary Blues Female Artist of the Year Award. She graduated from Berklee College of Music, so she's both educated and, you know, and she's touring the world. She's really putting a fresh face on the American blues scene.
I noticed that one of her awards was Horn Player of the Year a couple different years.
That's right. She's an incredible reed player. She plays the saxophone. She said, you know, the Midwest Records exclaims that she sounds a bit like Bonnie Raitt and Maria Mulder did when they were starting out. But she's really bluesy and a great sax player and dynamo. I mean, big, powerful voice. So that's a great, we're starting off the season with a bang.
And she's been nominated for 8 Blues Music Awards, which also ties into other people that have been at Riverbend in the past, including Shamika Copeland, Ruthie Foster, and Trombone Shorty.
Yep, she's really, you know, got a lot going on with awards, and she's out there. She's still young, and I think she'll be winning lots more awards in the future as well. So can I launch into the second show? Our second show is Chris O'Leary, and Chris is an interesting guy. He has a military background. He was even an ex-federal police officer for a while. You know, he sports a short-cropped military-style haircut, but, man, he plays the harmonica. He's got a bluesy, jazzy sound, kind of a gritty, very big voice. It's kind of primal, raw, gutsy style. And he's a great songwriter as well. He's signed with Alligator Records. He's from New York. And he came from a musical family. He has a lot of his songwriting comes out of his experience in the military. I mean, the raw emotion of, you know, being deployed to the Middle East and his experience there with his close buddies.
I don't remember very many musicians over time that get to be well known who have that kind of background. I mean, back in the 80s, Eddie Money had been a police officer before he got into rock and roll, but to do it on the military level and be deployed and all of that means you've had a lot of unique life experiences that probably get poured into your music.
I would think so. He's got a lot to say in his songwriting. A very interesting fact about Chris is, you know, he was a huge fan of Leon Helms from The Band. I don't know if you remember The Band from the 70s, but Leon is their drummer and singer, and he is a big, well-known musical artist. So Levon, it was his name. And Chris followed him from a young age, and somehow Levon got a hold of one of his CDs and loved it and started to follow Chris O'Leary's work. And then one day they started working together. I mean, Levon actually invited him to audition for his band, which was not The Band, but his band in the 90s. And they have worked very closely on recordings, and he's, you know, put him in touch with a lot of other great artists. You know, there was a time when Chris actually lost his voice, and when his doctors told him to rest it. So instead of singing, he practiced the harmonica like crazy, and he became a great harmonica master. Yeah, he's known for both being a great vocalist and harmonica player.
And that is so hard for musicians. Periodically it happens, especially if you're up and coming and you've got a grueling schedule. And I've seen that other times, including with some performers that have been here at other venues, including at the fair, where they tell you, no, you've got to rest, and you've got to rest now, because either you rest now or you rest for a lot longer. You know,
yeah, you
later.
Really have to take care of yourself, you know, medically, physically. So whatever, sometimes artists just, they'll turn to a different instrument or something that doesn't tax their voice.
Wow.
So that show, that second one, is July 5th. Now, the third show is July 12th. These are all Friday nights, by the way. And this one is also, his first name is also Chris, but it's spelled differently. It's C-R-I-S Jacobs. Chris Jacobs is has a gritty Americana soul bluesy. He's got a little influence of country in there. I was listening to it just the other day. It's very nice. I think it's a treat. It's very different. It's uniquely his. Rolling Stone back in 2017 called him 10 new country artists, or put him on the list of 10 country artists you need to know. He's collaborated with Grateful Dead, Phil Leesh, and has earned a lot of open slots on tours with Sturgill Simpson and Steve Winwood. So he's touring and has been touring for over 10 years. He's had an eclectic rock band, so you'll get a little taste of rock and soul and blues and all these different feelings integrated into his music.
I noticed that he's got songwriting credits for a number of bluegrass artists, and then also, in a different genre, the gospel legends, the Blind Boys of Alabama, who played here in Roseburg, maybe 2 decades ago, decade and a half ago. So really a diverse background, and just a kind of unique sound.
He does. He is. He is not only a singer, but he's also a guitarist.
All right, we're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County, part two, when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1 tomorrow. An end-of-the-year look at the Roseburg School District. Ironically, on the last week, or rather the last day of school, at least for elementary, Superintendent Jared Corden will be in studio tomorrow on Inside Douglas County. Liz Jones from the Riverbend Live Summer Concert Series, Vice President of the Board. You've been officially part of this, 4 years, 3 years?
I think 3 years, going on the fourth.
And how many shows had you seen before visiting down here, though?
Oh, probably 4 or 5 over the years. We typically came up at the holidays, but once in a while in the summer, we'd get up here.
And you got into town and jumped right into it. You've got other things going on. You got a business. You got things to deal with. You've got a band as well.
I do.
Why put all this effort into being part of this?
Well, I'm a huge proponent of cultural arts in the community, and Winston is just a small little community that, would be enriched by live music and things that bring the community together, and I wanted to be a part of that.
So, just for people who are going, okay, you didn't mention this, that, yeah, I am the MC for Riverbend Live, and I'm on the board, and I've done that for apparently 22 years, allegedly, according to the, it seems like, wow. That would make me seem older than I believe I am, but I
don't. Yes, Kyle, you've been almost there from day one, but
well,
not quite.
About year five is when I jumped in there. But so one of the elements about the summer series that is different than a lot of series is that for really almost the whole time it's been around, one of the elements is doing something especially unique. Talk about the night of cowboy poetry and Western music.
Absolutely. So Dick Nichols, who started the series, was a huge cowboy poetry fan. And I don't know, back in the old days on PBS, you could hear Baxter Black, wonderful poet. But so we've had a tradition of that, and now we do music and poetry, Western music and poetry together. So we have two artists on July 19th. Both are from Oregon, which is very cool. Tom Swearingen, he's an Oregon horseman, and he really knows his Western culture, and he's been winning awards from the Western Music Association, one in 2022 and 2019 for Male Poet of the Year. Now, if you don't know cowboy poetry, you'd think, poetry? That sounds boring. But it is not boring. I tell you what, it's entertaining as heck because these are colorful, comedic stories. They rhyme and they're funny and they're, you know, of stories of things that happen on the range. And Tom's been a headline performer at Western Music and Cowboy Festivals for years. And he's being accompanied by Joni Harms, who is a Western singer. She's a guitarist and also a songwriter who's very familiar with the Western country lifestyle. And, you know, she grew up listening to Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton and Merle Haggard and George Strait. And she says those artists have influenced her songwriting and style of music quite a lot. And she's known to have a beautiful, clear voice. It's going to be a delight. She's performed at some of the most famous stages, including the Grand Ole Opry in New York City's Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, and she's been at Riverbend Live in the past as well. You mentioned Baxter Black. He's actually was there twice.
Is that right? Yes. Oh, I wish I had been here back in those days.
And the other unique piece for Riverbend is the Youth Theater.
Absolutely. Youth Theater is what I call the gold nugget of the Riverbend Live. You know, we're a nonprofit, and I do the grant writing for Riverbend Live. And we appeal to organizations for the concert series, but also for the youth theater. The youth theater is a camp that runs 6 weeks, and it culminates with two nights of performances on the big stage with the full, you know, high professional sound quality and everything. And this year's play was selected by Bart McHenry. He's the director, and he's going to be accompanied by some other UCC students assisting him to work with the kids. We hope to have 20-30 kids, and they're kids from the Dillon and Winston district. And the play is Schoolhouse Rock Live, which is a musical, and it's full of very memorable tunes. The storyline of the play is about a young teacher who's just starting out his career the first day of school, and he wants to make it fun and interesting. And the way he does that is through songs about everything from math to magic to, you know, English grammar. And but it's very cute. Like Conjunction Junction is a song about conjunctions in the a verb. That's what's happening. It's gonna be cute as could be. Last year was really great, and the kids just loved it, and the parents just loved it. So all the grandparents and family members come out. Turns out to be a wonderful time.
So you've got a final show, the additional show this year, and again, a different direction.
Yes, this one is really exciting to me because I, you know, in my band, we play jazz standards, early American jazz standards, and this is the big band, 17-piece swing band from Portland called the Jumptown Big Band. And they have a great singer, Claudia Naur, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And these guys were just delighted to be invited and come down. I mean, they played in lots of big places, Tillamook Air Museum and the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum and lots of other places in Oregon that have a large space, and the fact that we're outdoors and have a big stage, we can accommodate them. The band bases its music on Count Basie's brand of instrumentation, and they play a lot of variety of swing and jazz standards. They, playing the Buddy Rich, Woody Herman tunes from the 50s and 60s, and some contemporary stuff in their collection as well. Like, you might, I don't know if they're going to play these tunes, but they say they play Amy Winehouse and Lady Gaga and Billie Eilish tunes that they've kind of converted to their jazz style.
Interesting. You've got some singers that go with them, too.
We do. The Newport, it's going to be kind of a double show. The Newport Nightingales are three ladies with fabulous voices who, love the music of the Andrews sisters and the Boswell sisters and the Mills brothers, and they didn't want these wonderful harmonic song, you know, trio songs to go the way of the lost world. So they have revived them and created a wonderful little cute act. They wear costume of the 30s and 40s, and it should be really sweet.
So a busy, action-packed summer. You mentioned the food options and things like that. What else should people know about Riverbend Live?
Well, I think that would be great if they went to our Facebook page and our website, if they want to read more or to know specifically what food truck's going to be there. We would love to see lots of smiling faces out there. The sound quality is amazing no matter where you sit. And I, last time, I forgot to tell everybody, Riverbend Live is a shaded venue. We've got huge trees surrounding the venue. It is not, even if it's been hot as heck all day long, there's a nice breeze. It's real close to the river, and it's actually a really lovely cool-off spot.
And you also pass the baskets so people can help contribute, right?
We do. So we appreciate any contribution you can make. We always pass the basket at the intermission and at the end of the show.
All right. A lot going on there with the Riverbend Live Summer Concert Series starting not that far off. Liz Jones from Riverbend Live, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle. Great seeing you.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.